This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Dave, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's get to the brass tacks here. A lawsuit right now that you said could be filed if the Big Ten's 14 members vote maybe this weekend to cancel the 2020 football season. What provoked this?
Well, like everybody else, I've been watching what's been going on with football season. And yeah, the NFL is playing. The SEC is playing. High schools are playing, for crying out loud. And we got to do it safe, but it does make sense that the students here in Ohio are the ones that are paying the price for these actions.
So we've seen plenty of other programs around the country, Division II, Division III, and other conferences like the Pac-12. They've explained their rationale in the name of safety for postponing or outright canceling the seasons. Are you not buying any of those conferences' explanations either, or is this something specific to the Big Ten?
Well, obviously, I'm focused on the Big Ten because Ohio State is at the Big Ten. But look, there are protocols. Do we need to do this safe? Sure. Do we need to monitor the health of all the kids? Do we need to look at their heart conditions? Do we need to have a rigorous medical supervision? Absolutely. All that stuff is true. But we've had people interacting in close quarters protests all summer. We've had lots of activities that have gone on. And we need to learn the lessons of the last 6 months and go about our normal activities as well as we can. So heightened safety, heightened concern for health and medical supervision, but let's play football.
I heard you in an interview yesterday, Dave. There is a contract between Ohio State, the university's athletic department, and the Big Ten, correct?
There is there's an effective contract. The member organizations are bound by a handbook that serves as a contract.
And I have to ask, because it's become very murky. Do we have actual evidence that, because I keep hearing different things from different people all the time, do we have actual evidence that Ohio State voted, there was a vote, and that Ohio State voted to have Big Ten football this fall?
Well, I was into the room, and there's not a public record, but that's my understanding, mm-hmm. and I think that's kind of out there in the public realm.
Is there a possibility?
It was a private meeting, obviously.
Yeah.
And let me be very clear.
Go ahead.
This is the lawyer in me saying to a client, Ohio State, you've got a claim, a legal claim here. If this happens and you lose money because of it, just because you have a legal claim doesn't mean you have to assert it. And Ohio State has not said that they want to go forward with a lawsuit.
Oh, I understand that. But because now my mind just starts to race with wild possibilities over here. So you're a lawyer. You're going to have to call
wild.
Me. Wild.
Lawyer's gone wild.
Dave Yost with us on the show. Well, because I know that there's supposed to be a vast majority. Lima, isn't it 9-3 it has to be to have football correct? Is
they,
that correct?
They need enough teams that they can actually field a conference schedule.
So let me ask you this, Dave. We keep hearing that Michigan is one of the sticking points. We don't know, and I know you can't confirm whatever. Is there a chance that you could maybe, I don't know, file suit against another school for stopping college football and affecting your business if you can do it safely?
Yeah, that's exactly the idea. You know, if another school assesses the risk and they say, well, we don't really want to play, fine, opt out. But don't be telling Ohio State that they can't go out and play this fall.
I'm wondering, is part of this to achieve transparency something we just have not gotten from this conference as opposed to maybe the Pac-12 that elucidated all the reasons why they weren't going to do it and maybe got more of a pass? The Big Ten just hasn't really been out in the open. Is that part of the process here or the goal?
Well, that's maybe a fair criticism. But look, there's a lot of smart, reasonable people with good hearts that are talking about this stuff. I really think they're going to figure out a way to move forward. It, you know, it's maybe not going to look like every other year, but that's okay. And you know, my point is simply we've got tens of millions of dollars riding on this. In fact, the rest of the collegiate sports are basically funded out of the football program. So the men's and women's sports, you know, hockey, soccer, you know, wrestling, gymnastics, fencing, lacrosse, rugby, you know, all that stuff runs off the football revenue stream. We could be talking up to about $100 million here. And if that revenue disappears because of an unreasonable action by the other schools, I think there's some liability there.
Attorney General for the state of Ohio, David Yost, on the hotline. Does this have the blessing of the governor? Does it have the blessing of Ohio State?
Well, this doesn't have anybody's blessing yet, and it may be moot if the Big Ten takes an issue, or, you know, takes a move this weekend to have some kind of a season. But, you know, I was talking with my buddy down in, who's the AG of Georgia, Chris Carr, and we were just, this is a couple weeks ago, we were just chatting and talking about how COVID has affected our states and our offices. And I said, yeah, I just can't believe, Chris, you know, the SEC's playing football. Big Ten is not. And he was dead silent for a second. Then he said, well, Dave, how's that different than any other year?
You got
oh, that hurts. That hurts.
That hurts.
There's still talking trash.
Well, if that's going to be the case, Dave, then honestly, I'm just going to be square with you. If Michigan's standing in the way, I hope you sue their ass off. If we're gonna deal with that, then fine, take them to court and do the whole thing. Go ahead, Tone.
Yeah, there's no M in lawsuits. You don't have to strike that from the record. If they decide to postpone till spring, is the lawsuit still on? Is this contingent on fall football as we know it?
Look, there's 1,000 different paths forward, and each fact pattern will have to rise and fall on its own. I really can't answer that just because I don't know how what it means. You know, we certainly lose the chance probably to compete for the national championship.
Has anybody from the university talked to you about this at all and maybe given support or questions or anything?
You know, this is my office examining legal options to advise our client. Ohio State is, to my knowledge, still involved in discussions with their other schools in the conference and is hopeful of some kind of a resolution.
Have you checked in with them about – you just said they were hopeful about some sort of a resolution. Have you checked in with them that there will be a vote this weekend? Do we know that or do we not?
No, I do not know that.
Okay.
Well, I find it fascinating that that you bring up, you know, the economics of all of this, and you've seen, you know, some businesses out there have gone after the state. They've gone after the governor for the decisions that have been made during the pandemic. With all that said, if I'm a business that hasn't pursued legal action and I'm hearing this today, would you be surprised if that would compel them to say, hey, what about us? We've lost money. The state made this decision unilaterally. What can we do? What recourse can we seek?
Well, I certainly understand why somebody might say that. There's a difference between the state government, which is charged with controlling infectious disease and, you know, health, education, and welfare of the citizen, what we call the police power, and a private sports league that is in business to make money. You know, that's all about business relationships. They don't have any police powers. So I think it's two separate legal questions. But that being said, the courts are open. This is a free country. And anybody that believes that they have a cause of action because the government acted improperly, they're allowed to sue. And as you pointed out, a lot of them are. And they'll get their day in court and, you know, have their case heard. So I don't buy into this tyranny argument. When you have tyranny, you get you're not allowed to go to court to complain about the government, and you get locked up when you shoot your mouth off. And that, none of that's happening here.
Dave Yost with us. Just a few more questions. We appreciate your time. We know you're stressed right now, as everybody is in this state. Obviously, both presidential candidates, they're using sports in a political way. We've seen one in particular had an ad that came out, a campaign ad. We've had another go to Twitter. So you've seen this be wielded as a tool, as a political tool. For those that say keep sports or politics out of sports or vice versa, what would you say to that?
Well, I'm kind of with them. Sports is sports. It's one of the few places we can go in our society, or it used to be, where we didn't have to, you know, hear the hammering and yammering of politics. My interest in this is, aside from the fact that I'm a charter member of Buckeye Nation, is that I'm the lawyer for the state, and we're talking about really large dollars here that are going to go out the window. And it's my job to protect my client. But I really wish that everybody would just stand down. And, you know, it's a game. It's exciting. It's a contest. Let's not import politics into it.
Boy, as a lawyer, I mean, you're privy to a lot more conversations than we would ever be, especially at this level. What would you say about players if they could make the case that, you know, either the school or the conference is hurting them financially, or at least the potential to really make out financially? What would you say to them if you were giving them guidance?
Well, I'm not giving them guidance, but that's actually happening in a way out in Nebraska with the players' suit. I wouldn't be surprised if there are other athletes that are consulting with counsel as well. But I'm not privy to any of that, of course.
And just one final question. So the actual university, it has so much influence in the state of Ohio. We all understand that. It'd be crazy not to at least understand the realm of that. So would you say that the conversations you've had with the school, that the lack of transparency has really hurt either the university standing or the conference's standing? I mean, conversations maybe you've had with either Gene Smith or the new president?
No, look, I mean, we're not talking about those kinds of issues. If you're asking me as an observer, somebody who lives in the Goldfish Bowl and has had to learn to live with a very heightened level of transparency, you know, my advice to the Big Ten, if they wanted it, would be, you know, open up a little bit. Talk about what you're doing. There's a lot of people that are interested in this, and frankly, they make a lot of money based on those fans. You can't just ignore them and expect them to just go away and shut up.
All right, Dave Yost, will you be running for governor someday? No, you don't have to answer that. We appreciate you coming on. Hey, you're an Ohio State fan. You know, Ken isn't. Ken roots for Michigan, which is very sad.
I do not root for Michigan. I don't root for Michigan.
It's
don't
so tell, transparent.
Do not tell the Attorney General of the state of Ohio how to root for Michigan.
You know,
That's not true.
We all have our youthful indiscretions.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you right now, Dave, I don't root for Michigan. I know that my co-host cheats on his taxes, and you need to look into this.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Thank you.
Wow, you guys are throwing it down.
I'm doing
Have
my
a
best.
Great morning.
You too.
All right, David Yost, Attorney General for the state of Ohio. Yeah, we dragged him down to our level there at the end. What else would this show do? So, well, I mean, it's a serious lawyer, you know, who has to oversee some big-time interests in the state of Ohio, and we're sitting there bickering at the end of the interview.
Well, stop cheating on your taxes, and I won't have to bicker with
okay.
you on it. Okay?
I'm not going to dignify that.
Exactly.
Yeah, throw my accountant in jail, okay? Right. Is that what you want?
So what I got out of that is that if you guys want to make this a headline, you go right on ahead and make this a headline. He basically said you guys can sue Michigan. He said that.
That was interesting.
He didn't necessarily say that. And I'm sure he would say, well, you know, I didn't say that. But he said that could be a possibility.
Then we can't make that the headline, Ken, if he didn't necessarily say
that. The hell you can't make that the headline.
You guys bitch every time.
Listen, I am a shameless self-promoter, and I don't give a damn what anybody else
says.
Every
time we make a headline for something that you say, you go, I didn't say that.
Wait a damn minute. There is a lot of integrity
because
in media nowadays.
I control the narrative because it's on our website. So I can control what I want.
Do you know how to log into the website?
I'm basically... No, but I can learn from
somebody.
So
I control the narrative.
He doesn't know how to log into the phone screener.
I am the Rupert Murdoch, a 92.3 The Fan, okay? And yes, I can log into the phone screener. Thank you very much.
When
and
Liz
I
wakes up, he can do it.
And I want it out there that Ohio State can sue Michigan. That's according to the Attorney General of the state of Ohio. And I also told the guy that Lyman cheats on his taxes. All
right, better that kind of cheating than another type of cheating, right?
That's true. Coming up at 9, we got to get back into the Browns. The great Daryl Ryder joins us on the show.
Roger
Murdoch. OBJ and Jarvis Landry possibly returning kicks. That was something that was bandied about by Mike Prefer yesterday. And Dak Prescott shared something very important. Skip Bayless has stepped into it because of that, because he said some things that were really not so nice, but some of the NFL decision makers might actually agree with Skip. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.